Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all of you out there, avid readers of books and seekers of knowledge, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You've tuned into IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf. And I'm Hussein. I'm here if you're looking for an interesting book to read today that will give you so much more knowledge about your religion. So, God didn't abandon the Muslims after the demise of Prophet Muhammad. The messenger of Islam was commanded by God subhanahu wa ta'ala to announce on several occasions in conspicuous manners that he will be succeeded by a person whom only God himself has the right and the capability to appoint. With the demise of the Prophet, the Imams, beginning with Imam Ali, came one by one until Imamate reached the Mahdi. The Mahdi, who is the savior of mankind, went into an occultation that persists to this day and shall end on a day that nobody knows when it is. We are the Shia, we are the waiting, the ones who await the return of the Savior, the Mahdi. In the last 12 centuries, many speculations have been made about the Mahdi and many doubts have been raised. As time passes, people may lose hope in a Mahdi that will bring justice to the world. The point is not to lose hope. Like many other events in our life that are tests, the waiting itself is a test. As a Shia, we must be prepared for the reappearance of Mahdi at any moment, and we must be prepared to recognize and confirm him at that moment. Sheikh Sadur is one of the greatest Shia scholars in the entire history of Islam. In order to address some doubts about Imam Mahdi, Sheikh Sadur has written a magnificent book about the Imam, and if you want to know what that magnificent book is, well, you're going to have to stay tuned until after the break. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Oh Mahdi, pledge to this hand we present to Mahdi. How else is the song condemned to Mahdi? Pledge to this hand we present to Mahdi. How else is the song condemned in division, in oppression, when this nation wants Mahdi, wants Mahdi.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Bookshelf, and I'm excited because today I will be introducing a book about the awaited Imam, which has been written by Sheikh Saduq. Sheikh Saduq, also known as Ibn Babaway, has many important books, including Man La Yahdaru Al-Faqih, which is one of the four main books of Shia Hadith collections. Sheikh Saduq was born in Qom. He later moved to Baghdad to learn about Islam. It's said that he has written more than 300 books, and he is highly revered among the Shia scholars and academia. So today's book is called Perfection of Faith and Completion of Divine Favor, published by Az-Zahra Publications of Mumbai, and it's been translated by Sayyid Athar Hussain Rizvi. The first volume of this book is 290 pages, and some of the contents of this volume are, but they're not limited to, a brief biography of the author himself, his valuable writings, necessity of obeying the caliph, no one can choose a caliph except the Almighty Allah, need of existence of a caliph, necessity of Imam's infallibility, why the Almighty Allah ordered angels to prostrate before Adam, necessity of marifat or recognition of the Mahdi, proofs of occultation and the wisdom behind it, the Qaysaniya sect, invalidity of stand of Nawusi and Waqifi sects about the occultation, statement of a mashayikh and refutation of the Zaydiya sect, doubts of opponents and their removal, the author's debate with an atheist, meanings of Itra, Al, Ahl, Dhurriya, and Solala. Okay, so let's take a break and we'll be back to read an excerpt of this book.
Close to you, everything fell apart the moment I strayed from you. In each smile, in every single sigh, every minute detail, traces of you are found there. Wherever you are, I'll find you, 'cause you're the one I turn to. Wherever you are, I'll find you, 'cause you're the one I turn to.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf, and we're about to read the book Perfection of Faith and Completion of Divine Favor by Sheikh Saduq. So there's a chapter which is called No One Can Choose a Caliph Except the Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah says, "And when your Lord said to the angels, 'I am going to place in the earth a vicegerent,' there is a tanween on Ja'il here, and this is a right which Allah has kept only for himself. He says, 'Surely I am going to create a mortal from dust.' Here there is a tanween on Khaliq, which is an attribute selected by Allah only for himself. Therefore, if a person claims that he has the right to elect a caliph, then he should be asked to create a man out of dust. If this is not possible for him, the second thing is also out of his capacity, because both of them have the same origin. The angels did not have the right to appoint a caliph in spite of their excellence and infallibility. Almighty Allah did this job on his own and made it a proof on his creatures that there is no way for you to appoint an imam. Angels did not have any way to appoint imam in spite of their pure intentions, loyalty, and infallibility. Almighty Allah has praised them in many verses as in the following. Nay, they are honored servants. They do not precede him in speech, and only according to his commandments do they act. In another verse, God says, they do not disobey Allah in what he commands them, and do as they are commanded. How can a man who has a defective mind, foolishness, and ignorance do this job perfectly? We can see that Almighty Allah did not leave any commandment, including salat, zakat, and hajj, to the wish of man. Then how is it possible to hand over the choice of the most important of all aspects to man? All the statements of Almighty Allah about a caliph mean that there would be a single caliph only. This invalidates the proofs of those people who say that there can be more than one imam at a time. Okay, that's all the time I have, unfortunately. But if you missed our program, no worry. We introduced the book Perfection of Faith and Completion of Divine Favor, published by Az-Zahra Publications and authored by Sheikh Saduq. You can download this book for free from al-islam.org, and you can download an archive of this episode and our previous shows. Just simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next week, and a lot of studying. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.